It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net as we glorify our faithful God.
You are listening to Spring Share-a-thon on AFR, and yes, I am not Dr. Peck. We have Dr. Peck with us, but if you've noticed, if you've been tuning in yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we're taking a break from our normal radio programming to ask for your donations so that we can continue the work that we're doing. But I'm not gonna take up, it's not gonna just be me. It wasn't me yesterday, and it's not gonna just be me today. This is Dr. Peck's normal hour that she's on AFR. Y'all know that, regular listeners, and she's with us.
I am, and you know, this is my very first Share-a-thon, as I shared yesterday, Wesley, and I'm very grateful that they gave you to me to be my wingman today. I told you yesterday I was just gonna be your wingman.
I feel like yesterday was 50-50. I thought you did your part, I did my part. I thought everything went good up until the point that I poured coffee in your lap. At that point, I lost it.
It's funny that you mentioned that, Wesley, because I brought you a present.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Got a
right
present?
Here. Yeah, I got a present.
I guess.
Right here?
I bet it's got a top on it, doesn't it? I'm just
you
guessing.
You can just open it up and look at it because it's just for me and you because I want to be a good teammate.
Thank
you.
All
right. But, you know, I do opening know a little thing
now.
About pediatrics.
Opening it. All right.
And it is, in fact, a sippy cup.
Yay. Oh, so it's more of a sippy cup. Yeah, that's what I need.
It is. And it will keep your coffee hot for 6 hours.
Okay.
And it's got Dr. Nurse Mama right on the front.
It does.
So that you can just be reminded of that gift.
Yeah.
And everybody was in on it.
I want to know why is it that my brother's laughing the hardest? Why is that so?
Well, see, here's the thing, Wesley. It's because they told me I'm a part of the American Family Radio family.
Yes.
And I just thought, I better start acting like it.
That's right.
If I'm gonna be your sister, I got to give you a hard time.
That's exactly right. Hey, speaking about a hard time, this is what a guy would do when he gets a gift like this, right? I would take the top off, set it to the side, drink it, and defeat the whole purpose of the cup.
But
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to fight against that. We will not lose the top. The top will stay on here.
Sippy cup rule for this show.
Sippy cup. All right. Sippy cup.
We'll fill it up with coffee during the break for you.
Well, I want to make sure to thank everybody that was involved in picking on me by giving me a sippy cup in place of my coffee cup with no top. So I appreciate that.
Oh, and now we're going to host the rest of the hour together.
Yes,
I hope it's not going to be awkward, Wesley. We're still friends, right?
It's not. It's not. I just trying to. Now my mind is off of Share-a-thon and how can I get my brother back?
Okay. You know how we can get him back?
How
we can
so?
Top our record from yesterday.
That's
so
a wonderful thing.
I did
Let's
embarrass
that.
Myself, Wesley, yesterday. Okay. I did, because if you will remember, I'm almost embarrassed to say this out loud, y'all. If you'll remember, Wesley, at the top of the hour, I had my own challenge, and
right.
I asked for 10.
That's right.
10 callers, right? And we had 200. So I was a little
Well, when you said
10,
but hold on, don't be too embarrassed, because at 10, we also had a challenge within the challenge. You were giving
and
gifts away.
That's
right.
We did.
So we
and
gave some gifts away.
Four volunteers are getting a signed copy of my book as a thank you from our listeners to them, because they're all volunteering their time. And if you would walk into this room, you can just feel the palpable energy.
You can
hear the jangle
yes.
of the phone, and it's really exciting. So I would love to just double what we did yesterday. I'm going to set the
Let's
bar high.
400.
I'm sorry I insulted my listeners. You guys are way, way more generous than I gave you credit for. And you know, Wesley, on my show, we're doing 52 Habits for Healthy Parenting,
okay.
and the habit this week is giving generously.
So it's once a week.
Once a week, we have a new habit
that
we work on to improve our parenting, and it's giving generously. So I hope they'll call. You want to give them the number?
Yes, I'll give the number 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net.
Listen to that phone ring.
Yes. RAF 49. You know, another thing we can't see here, we have a location off-site here that if in the event we fill up the phones and they ring, we have a place that takes the overcalls, like that we can't see here. And so that's what we wanted. We want to fill the call, phone calls so much here that it goes to our overflow room. And so you can call 877-616-2396 to help financially with the work that we're doing here. Now, yesterday we didn't have this. Today we do. We have a challenge this hour, starting this hour all the way to 5 p.m., and that's a $50,000 challenge. A handful of generous donors came together and said, we want to help out specifically with Share-a-thon, and they collaborated, gave us $50,000, and we want to use it over the next couple hours from now until 5 p.m. Here's a $50,000 challenge.
Well, you know, Wesley, I would love. Can we just talk pawpaws for a minute?
Let's do
because
pawpaws.
This Share-a-thon, we are having a tribute to your pawpaw, to your grandfather, Don Wildman. And in our second segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But it was amazing to me to come on and to see the legacy that lives on. His son, his grandchildren, now his great grandchildren. Mm-hmm. What is it like to be living in the legacy? Actually, you know what? I know what it's like.
Yeah.
I saw you in the hallway earlier.
Oh, yeah, you caught me.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. See,
go for
it. Gosh, Wesley, I'm just, you know, telling everything. But here, I saw him walking down the hallway, and he had a big bucket of cleaning supplies, and he was dusting the windowsills upstairs. Yep. And I said, Wesley, what are you doing? And he told me.
Yeah, so we decided with our new building and our new facilities, we did this in our old building, but not as organized as I'm about to describe. With our new building, God bless us with a new facility. And with the new facility, we wanted to remember the things that, many things that helped get us to where we are. And one of the things Pawpaw did back when he first began the work, of course, he started in his attic. It was just him.
And then, unbelievable.
And then eventually he developed a staff of two or three people. And for many, many years, Pawpaw was the engineer, he was the builder, he was the attorney, and out of all those things, he was also the maintenance and the cleaner. So he cleaned the facility, he cleaned the bathrooms, he cleaned everything. And so what we wanted to do, we got pictures of him doing this. You have to see that. It's actually, it's in the documentary, which we'll talk about in the second segment. So what we did was, starting January 1st, we have a list of locations that are most commonly used in our new facility. And so we divided out amongst our staff an area to clean every other week. And so I looked on my calendar, and today was my day, so we cleaned. I cleaned the area upstairs. And I just think things like that get forgotten about because we don't want to get so fixated on building our own platform that we forget to glorify God in all things, in our checkbook. You know, I know this is kind of like bouncing back and forth, but in our finances, it's important how we glorify God and how we and the things God's given. He's given us this new building. We want to steward it. And so, as I say, nobody's above doing work like that, you know. And so everybody on leadership is on the list along with everybody in American Family Studios and AFS and AFR. So, yep.
I'm telling you, it really moved me. As someone who's relatively new, I'm just about to hit the 6-month mark, and to see you doing that, I mean, and you're in a very important leadership position. Amen. But just to show that everyone is serving, it was
right.
I thought, okay, well, is somebody going to let me be on the cleaning?
I know, right, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like I should be on the cleaning rotation. But I think that those are values that were instilled in you by your grandfather. And that's such an important thing, too, because you talk about people can say, oh, yes, this is my priority. But you got to check your credit card.
You got to
check your calendar.
Got to.
That will tell you the truth.
Yes,
absolutely. You can self-report and say, no, this is important. But those people who are opening up and giving just this few days a year that we do to fund the incredible ministry that's done by American Family Radio, I can tell you, I think the listeners out there who are calling in, who are pledging, they are doing just what you were doing, really, upstairs and cleaning.
Yeah, they are, for sure. You can call in at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can visit AFR.net. Now, this is our challenge within the challenge. There's a challenge for us, Dr. Peck and myself, is that you would that we would have 400 individuals call in and give a donation of any kind. So let's get
We're at
50. Well, let's get creative here. You could call in and just give a dollar. Just for the sake of helping Gus get over 400.
Do it. Do it. Yes, because now we want to beat Wesley because I'm I'm invested in this brother rivalry.
Absolutely. Now. Oh, yeah, yeah. And Ed started it this morning on Today's Issues. He actually started yesterday morning on Today's Issues, and he brought it back up again today. So I'll have to go back and look at the how many calls we got in there in that segment of Today's Issues. But it's going to be pretty close. It's going to be hard to beat. It's going to be hard to beat 200, but I think we can. And 400 would be our challenge. And just a reminder, there's a $50,000 challenge, financial challenge between now and 5 p.m. Call in at 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. I hope that during our break, I will actually be able to go get some coffee now with my sippy cup.
You're welcome, Wesley.
Yes.
I'm here for you.
Well,
I'm just here.
You did a good job picking it up. Hey, where can they get some Dr. Nurse
Mama stickers, honestly, that is a really
or stickers or any type of because y'all sent me a little care package and I've got a little bit of everything. I've got the coffee.
The merch.
The merch. What is it that you put the coffee mug on?
A coaster.
Coaster. There you go. I've got one of those.
You sound like a guy. So much like it.
Exactly. Well, a guy really would take the top off, fill it up, and set that down and defeat the whole purpose of it.
I know. It's
I'm gonna fight against it though.
Well, you know what's really funny is that yesterday. Well, actually, it's great. Right, because yesterday we issued a challenge that if we got 10 callers, were we doing, right? But we way exceeded that, and you all called in, and I gave signed copies of my book to some of the volunteers here. And one of the volunteer couples we have here is Charles and Susie from Pittsburgh, Missouri. And it was so fun because Susie's son, Rick Haggard, he sent a message on our Facebook page and said he listens while he's on patrol.
Oh,
and he
man.
Was so excited to hear his parents called out in that way and was just affirming all that they do. And we want to affirm what Rick does, what Rick Haggard does every day, patrolling the streets.
Amen.
That was really exciting.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's interesting, Wesley, I've learned that we have such a wide variety of listeners.
We do.
We have a lot of truck drivers. We've got, and I'll give a few shout outs here. I've got Vicki Rollins, who's the sweetest little grandma from Colorado, and Mary Jo Rollins. And she said this, she sent me a message and said, as a granny, I did not figure I needed Dr. Jessica Peck. Well, after listening to her, she is not only for parents but grandparents as
Amen.
Well. A lot
Amen.
Of you that I choose to send her site to, I know you are great parents and grandparents, and you can find her at drnursemama.com.
Amen.
Times are a changing. I can hear her saying that. Times are a changing. It's a different world with the media and cell phones. Give Dr. Peck a listen. This is the kind of listeners that we have.
We do. So, truck drivers, coaches, school teachers, like you said, grandparents. We just have a long list. Obviously, moms that work that are at home most of the day. We just have a wide variety of listeners, and they're all patriots, patriotic. They love the Lord. They love our country, and they really care about the American family. And that's a core value for AFA and AFR. Obviously, it's in our name, American Family Association. But it's on the list when we walk in our hallways. When we walk through our hallways, on the wall has our mission statement, our core values, and our vision. And in the core values is marriage and family. That's one of the five. And this program that you get to listen to with Dr. Peck every day is a heavy emphasis on marriage and family. And so and we can continue doing this work. There's countless people. In fact, we're about to go to a listener testimony because there are countless people every single day that benefit from your financial contributions to the work that we do. And let's go to one of those testimonies right now. All right. We're out of time. My bad. Okay.
Well, you know what? It's okay because I'll give a shout out to one of our listeners. I know, because we're having fun.
That's
time flies when you're having fun. But one of our listeners online, Tina Starbuck, she is there every day on my Facebook Live feed. She acts like my online host. She is self-appointed. I love her. And if anybody else shows up, she's like, welcome. We're so glad to have you. I'm like, Tina, thank you for being on my team.
Yeah.
It makes me smile every time I see you there. And I know she has shared her own journey of just, you know, working to be a person who loves Jesus. So call.
And that's Tina.
Tina.
Tina's got the spiritual gift of encouragement.
She
that's
does.
For sure. Call in 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net and we will be right back after this short break.
With a coffee refill.
That's right. Yes.
Little things can make a difference. A little note, a little smile, the small stone that David hurled at Goliath, and precious little babies. When you sponsor an ultrasound at preborn, your gift, no matter how small, makes a difference in a big way. Who will this little baby become? What giants will this baby slay? How about the mother who was spared from unspeakable sorrow because of you? You never know the difference you're going to make with a donation of just $28 to introduce a mother to her child through ultrasound, which doubles a baby's chance at life. All you have to do is take a few small minutes to make a life-saving donation. Preborn will take it from there as their network of clinics rescues 200 tiny babies every day and shares God's love with mothers. Preborn has a 100% charity rating, so you can give with confidence. Get involved today by dialing #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling me, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
My name is Jarvis King. I live in Bogachita, Mississippi. Many years ago, my dad and I had a Motorola two-way radio business in Macomb. Well, WAQL is still there, and it's on a tower. Dad decided to let Don Wildman get on the tower for free for the antenna space. And at the time, I didn't like the idea. I wasn't living right. Years went by. Dad's gone to be with the Lord. And I lived a terrible, addicted life till I went in Teen Challenge 15 years ago. And little did I know at the time when we, when Dad let Don get on the radio tower, that I would be listening to it now every day when I work. I just want to thank Don Wildman and all the staff there for blessing me every day, and such a blessing that my dad saw the vision with Don and allowed them to get on the tower at Macomb.
This Share-a-thon is dedicated to the memory of Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
You are a faithful God.
And welcome back to Spring Share-a-thon. After a short break, I was able to get my coffee and in my sippy cup, so that's good. And Dr. Peck's still laughing at me about
I
that.
I am. I am. Never going to let it go.
No,
never.
I'll never forget
it's gonna live
that.
Forever.
That was a lot.
It really was
coffee.
So dramatic.
Full cup. So our guest today officially got to miss that, so that's good.
I know, it's true.
That's good.
They can watch it, the recording.
That's right.
If
we
they
did.
Want
yeah, unfortunately, everything's recorded nowadays. You got to be real careful. Everything, including the coffee spills and the live share-a-thon on live radio.
I know.
Let's give a little bit of an update. So we've got, in total, from the start of yesterday to now, there's a lot to celebrate.
Yeah, but there is.
I want to point out the fact there's been 8,040 individuals that have taken the time to call in and financially mm-hmm. support us. So for all 8,400,
thank you.
Good job, and thank you. And that we are unashamed during these couple of days to ask for money and say we need financial yeah. support to do what we do. However, I don't want to go so far to forget those that have already given. Or I want to make sure I recognize all that they've given. And God absolutely continues to provide and bless us in countless ways. And we just continue to trust Him with the results. We do the best we can and leave the results up to God. And obviously, you know, occasionally, you know, you get things wrong and you fix it and you move on and you take good counsel. Where every morning we come here in staff and we meet together and we pray, we read the scriptures. Everything we do here is bathed in prayer. And one of the things that we do in addition to the radio that you're listening to is we have a whole department that is dedicated to providing video content in different ways, from documentaries to short films to biblical training and things like that. So what we wanted to do, what we thought would be a good idea, is to give you a little bit of a sample of another area of AFA outside of AFR by having one of our staff employee members who is a director at American Family Studios. So, MD?
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, we're glad to have you on. I appreciate you taking the time. Dr. Peck and I were talking about just many different ways that AFA provides good content to our audience. And tell us a little bit, give us a little bit of background to American Family Studios. You know, what's its mission, what's its goal, and how it complements AFA, and then we'll get into one of the bigger projects you're working on.
Yeah, the big picture of American Family Studios is that we are, like you said, providing content and video material that helps to speak to issues of Christian faith, Christian values, the Christian worldview, helping Christians be equipped for a number of the various issues that they face in society today. I mean, so our long-form documentary content is some of our really big focus, you know, documentaries like The God Who Speaks and In His Image that deals with gender and sexuality. And then we'll be talking about Culture Warrior, the upcoming documentary about Don Wildman, here in a little bit. But, you know, also we have, you know, video curriculums and things. We've got the Activate series, something that we'll be talking about more in the coming weeks and months. And Cultural Institutes, which are video series about, which are just film sessions of people giving talks and addresses. But all of this material is supposed to help Christians understand God better, understand the world better, understand how they should respond to all the various issues that come at them.
Well, I'll hand this off here to Dr. Peck. Just let me make this statement. It's so, so important that as Christians that we're influencing in every area, and video or videography, is that the proper term? Videography, we're there. There's been each year that goes by, each month that goes by, there are more people, there's just so much video out there that when you can, that people are using, you got to use that tool in the way that God, in the best way we can to glorify God. And that's why we have an American Family Studios dating back how long now?
Well, it goes back before my time here. I started in 2014, so it
continues
been,
to grow.
Yeah, absolutely.
The department and what y'all are able to do to help complement and get our message out there.
Well, it's funny because I'm the new kid on the block, and everybody that I talk to who works here, volunteers here, like, how long have you been working here, volunteering here? And it's usually like 18, not, no, I'm just kidding.
Right, no, seriously.
That way, but it's a long time, and it's a testament to the organization in doing that. But I'd love to hear more. I was not privileged to meet your papa, meet Don Wildman, because I've just been here for a little bit. But I'd like to know, did you learn anything new as you're working on this documentary? What have you seen or learned or stories? Give us something that surprised you.
Well, I think there's a number of surprising things about Don. Don is a very interesting person, and like you, I didn't have a lot of opportunities to interact personally with Don. He was already, some health issues had already crept in by the time I started working here. He was around the office less and less. But through reading his material and watching him speak in the archival videos and stuff that we have that we'll be including in this documentary, it's just fascinating to me to see a man driven by conviction, but then calling people to action. It wasn't just about being personally moved by something in your own personal conscience, and so you you feel this way and then your family feels this way, but, you know, to call his church and then to send out a press release, you know, to actually get media involved, to say, hey, look at the Christian stand we're trying to take here. Yeah. Maybe other Christians will join with us once they start to realize what we're doing here and what the concerns are. And so that to me has really been something that stuck out to me, Jessica, is just the fact that Don wasn't just a guy who just wanted to sit on the sidelines. He really wanted to be active, and he wanted to call other people to action and have them feel those same concerns for themselves.
We're talking to Dr. M.D. Perkins, who is a... Are you a doctor?
I'm not a
doctor. You're not a doctor.
It sounds like it,
You're
though.
The doctor.
I just
you're
have
not,
good
You're
initials.
Not the doctor. Yes, the M.D. does throw me off every
and I'm,
time.
I'm the N.P. Like, we're just really going to confuse everybody.
That's right, yes. And it's not a surprise for me to get confused about anything. I've 3 kids, multiple activities. I got a life, obviously, a life outside of a life, a coach also. So anyway, that's no surprise. That's why I need my coffee in the cup, not on the table.
Here comes the sports analogy. I feel it.
Yeah, it's coming. Hey, we're talking to M.D. Perkins, director over at American Family Studios. Y'all got a staff, y'all got a team of about, what, 7 or 8 now?
We've got 5.
5? Well, yeah. y'all work like you got 7 or 8.
We try to, yeah.
Because y'all definitely get a lot of work done. So tell us the name of the documentary and tell us when our listening audience can expect it. Because at some point it may be a premium for Sharethown one day. I don't know.
Yeah, so Culture Warrior will be a feature-length documentary, you know, about 1 hour and 40 minutes about the life of Don Weilman and the founding of the ministry. And we're hoping to have that finished before the end of the year, by the winter of 2024. So later this year, you should be.
Well, you know, I think, M.D., sometimes when people hear documentary, people like one of my children will be like, what, documentary? But really, it is such an encouraging it's so encouraging to know that there are people who are building a legacy of family. You know, I hear a lot from my listeners, there are a lot of families who are broken. And I don't mean just by divorce. I mean by abuse, by addiction, by, you know, all kinds of things that contribute to generational trauma. And what can you expect? What pitch would you make to people who think, I don't know if I want to watch a documentary? What will they take away from that?
How Before that you answer that, them? I can say this for sure, because I've seen the first 2 documentaries. The documentaries that AFS produces is not what you would think of a traditional documentary in the sense of entertainment. There is plenty of changing in slides and shows. I mean, they do a really good job of keeping your attention engaged. While also being very engaged, while also being able to make sure that we get the content out there. So go ahead.
Yeah, I think one thing that may surprise people is that there will be a lot of taking you back in time because, you know, Don's concern began in 1976. Yeah. And so, I mean, we have a living room set across the street with a console television and, you know, wood paneling and shag carpet on the floor to try and illustrate some of the things that we're going to be talking about in the documentary. And through the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, I mean, this is the era in which Don is at his prime and really talking about all of these issues in society. So I think, you know, there's a lot of, I think there is an element of excitement and entertainment that will be there as you are coming to understand not just who Don is, but it's a reflection of the Christian church and how did we get here in America and what were some of the concerns that were there, because we have a tendency to forget those things, even if they're only 5 or 10 years old.
Right.
People forget about the gay marriage battles.
Yeah.
They forget about the battles over pornography and you know, magazines in grocery stores and drug stores and things like that across the country. And Don was heavily involved in those culture war battles. And so I think, as people start to, it'll be a reminder, I think, for some, and a refreshing look and context for others.
The documentary based on the life and legacy of my papa Don Weilman that AFS is producing, it costs money. Traveling to the different places, getting interviews, going back and editing, and it's just a very time consuming and very expensive project. But we're able to produce content like that along with all the other stuff that AFS does because of your contributions and your financial gifts. So thank you for giving. If you haven't give or you want to help us get to our 400 individual callers while we're on this hour, you can call in at 877-616-2396. Remember, I said you can get creative. Just to help us to get to 400, you can call in and give a dollar.
A dollar. Do
okay?
it.
Just help us get to 400. 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net.
Well, I'm excited to see this documentary because, you know, I think I'm first in a generation of just breaking cycles and finding healthy ways of having family relationships. And I think there's a lot of people out there who are in the same boat and they think, can I do this? This seems so insurmountable. This seems so difficult. It seems so discouraging. That's why I think stories like Dawn's are so exciting because I can tell you, I am here walking the halls of the American Family Association and I am seeing grandchildren, great-grandchildren who are walking literally in the footsteps of their father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and it just gives life to my soul to think. And y'all love him.
Oh, absolutely. Are you noticing too, everybody you talk to goes, yeah, my wife works upstairs, or my brother works over there, or my sister works. It's very family-oriented. Ministry too, and obviously no one's forced to be here. Everybody's here while we're related and we enjoy the work we do. We're here because we believe in the mission that Pawpaw started all the way back in 1977, and I know for myself, I can speak specifically, and I know several people here feel the same way, but God has called me here. And I prayed specifically about where God would have me work, and you don't have time for all of it. You need to have me on one day because I'd love to tell how I ended up here full time. I had four or five different opportunities at different stuff, but I was 100% convinced this is where God would have me to be. And I just know that I want to do everything I can to help carry it on. And that's one reason why we're on the radio right now asking you yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we're asking you to help us financially by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net. Now, I want to mention just a short story of one of my interactions with Pawpaw, and just see if it surprises you at all.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, now let me just remind everybody, M.D. Perkins is the one of the producers and the directors over at American Family Studios, and he's been overseeing all of the documentary that they're putting together about the life and legacy of my Pawpaw Don Wyman. So he has seen, read, and heard a lot. And in fact, there's still many things he's discovering that's for the first time for him, that's also the first time for me and many other people. My Pawpaw, I'm getting off a little bit, but he was a very approachable guy, very humble. He was very consistent in not letting, as it relates to his generosity, not letting his left hand know what his right hand's doing. He was a giver. He didn't brag about any of the things that he did. So as a result, we're learning things along the way. All right, so one time I asked him within the first year or so of working up here at AFA full-time, and I say this jokingly now, it was very painful in the moment, but I lost friends. I lost some friends. Not any reason because I didn't want to be friends with them, but the work that we do is a dividing line for a lot of people. So I lost some friends. Well, one day I was asking him, I was like, Papa, how do you handle the unwarranted criticism or even name calling, you know, when you're literally just in many cases, you're just quoting the Bible. Like it's not, you know, sure it's a conviction, sure you believe it, but how do you handle that? And he said, well, I ask myself, is it true what they're saying about me, or you, or in this case me? And he said, ask yourself, is it true? And if it's true, then you need to make an adjustment. You need to make a change. You need to repent. You know, ask God to help you make the change. He said, and if it's not true, just ignore it. I was like, it's that simple, huh? But I feel this way. You know, but he essentially boiled down in a matter of minutes and simplified it to be what he always said, and that's to be faithful with what God's called you, leave the results up to Him, and don't get bothered by it. Now, but he also was a good listener. Like he listened, even the most harsh, critical people against his mission, he would listen to them. He heard them out. He took the time to want to understand them, and in a way that he was hoping that he could even convince them He was hoping to listen to him in a way that he could find something or find an area that was inconsistent that he could there share biblical truth to. Does that surprise you how he handled that?
No, that doesn't surprise me because he like you said, he was very humble, and it's clear he was very smart.
Sure.
But he also just had such a common sense way of working it through and presenting it to others.
Yep.
And that's the practical side of him that we love and that I think AFA as an organization reflects.
That's right. Yep.
Is that it's not just about holding truth internally, it's also about how that helps somebody else. And sometimes it is just the simple answer.
Right.
Like, hey, are they saying this because there actually is a problem?
Yeah, yeah.
If not, then forget about it.
Yeah. Don't let it bother you, basically. You just ignore it. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. All I have to say is I'm a 70s baby, and you had me at the shag carpet, in the wood paneling. Like, that is the scene of my childhood. So I will watch just for that.
I know.
But you can contribute to that important work by calling in. Wesley, what's the number?
Yes, you can call in at 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net. What do we got? About 45 seconds to the break? About 30 seconds.
We're almost 200 callers in, so we've been about half.
All right.
So I'm going to need you to pick up the pace just a little bit.
Now, I don't want them to take the foot off the pedal, but that is more than yesterday, so we are making progress.
That is very true. Yeah. I know. So I set the bar way high today because I have developed a lot more respect for my listeners, and I know they can do it. So, again, you can call in 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. You can give online, and we would love to hear those phones ringing. Mm-hmm. I can see the faces of all of these beautiful volunteers, and we'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson of Family Talk, and I want to encourage you to pray for and to support the American Family Association and, of course, the American Family Radio Network. AFA and AFR are unique in their ability to bring news that you won't hear in other places, information that is especially needed as our nation now finds itself in the midst of spiritual, political, and cultural decline. I also want to tell you that I love Don Wildman and his family and the work they do for the cause of Christ. May God bless you for your participation in the vital work of the American Family Association.
I'm calling from College Station, Texas. My name is David Cloyd. I believe Don Wildman and his family, through the radio network, has blessed me and given me hope. I believe that Don Wildman must have just had the almighty love of God in his life. I believe Don Wildman is a true instrument of God.
You are a faithful God.
Spring Share-a-thon continues as we honor our faithful God. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net.
Thank you so much for listening to AFR during this Share-a-thon. Obviously, there's been a lot of noise in the background, a lot of phone calls, a lot of people walking by and chattering in the background. There's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement here on campus.
And a lot of snacks. A
lot of snacks. There's a whole table full out there, and I have had my share. And they could put that in a more excluded location so that I didn't have to see it. But it's right there when you walk down the hall. You can't miss it. And plenty of snacks, that's for sure. Hey, listen, this time of year is such a – or this time of our fundraising, this is such a wonderful thing for us to come together because our staff – many of our staff is working the phones. As we mentioned in the first segment about the staff up here sharing cleaning time here on campus, we also share this share-a-thon time of taking phone calls. We have engineers in here that are taking time out of their day to take phone calls. We have people, or we have staff from the American Family Studios that are taking calls. We got staff from AFR taking calls. And so we are just really – we really wanted to take this time just to say thank you for what you do. And also just want to say, hey, please help us. Please help us financially by calling 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net.
Well, it is exciting to be here. And, you know, I think back, Wesley, to when we started in October and really, you know, always such great programming at AFR and feeling like anytime you step in as the new person, you've got big shoes to fill. And I'm telling you, the listeners have been so gracious and so welcoming. And I really want to thank you for that. And I look back at some of the highlights. My producer, Stephanie, and I were talking about those and thinking about, you know, just starting off and really thinking, okay, where are we going to go with this? We knew we wanted to prescribe hope for healthy families. Amen. That is our tagline. And we know that's what people are looking. And we know that we have a hope that doesn't disappoint because we put our faith in Jesus. But, you know, one of the exciting highlights for me was having my daughter on. She's in college. And so she was able to share some really wise perspective. I feel like I always learn from her. And I'm starting, for all of you parents out there with littles, I'm starting to turn that corner and see the benefits of seeds that I planted more than a decade ago, really starting to blossom. And that is one of the most rewarding things. And so if I could encourage you to do anything, it would be to invest in the next generation, whether you're a parent, a grandparent, a bonus parent, a godparent, just any adult who is interested in investing in children. And AFR gives a lot of resources to do that. But I would love for you to listen in every day. I'm here Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time. And on how many radio stations did you say yesterday?
And I checked after the
you
fact.
You did. Okay.
179
radio stations across the country in 34 states.
That's
is
right.
that right?
34 states.
My husband wanted to know the 16 without so
that's
that he
right.
could start a campaign.
Is that correct? Hey, we just added the paper. We're waiting for the final, you know, signature, but it is going to be finalized soon. We have bought a station in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, wow.
So that's a good station. At this point, we should be able to cover, we will have covered most of the Gulf Coast, if not all of it, with this purchase of Pensacola. So we are growing. Buying a tower is not as frequent as it was when we first started, but it is on the table, and we do pray about it and consider it. And when we have the opportunity like this, when we can go into a new market, we'll do that. But our biggest push the last several years have been our app. The app, the internet radio, which is where, speaking about the internet radio, in the event that they were wanting to go back and listen to any of your radio programs, they can go to AFR.net and they can click on podcast, and there all your shows are archived there. Hey, about your show, so what are y'all going to do on Friday?
Because I'm so glad you asked that.
For Past Share-a-thon on Friday.
Yes, because we'll be celebrating.
That's right.
But I'm glad you asked that, because actually what we do is every Friday we have what I call Ask Dr. Nurse Mama Friday.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I do questions and answers. And it was great, because even Richard here on the board, he was telling me during the break, wait, what is a Zenfluencer? I have never heard that. And I felt like my job here is
me
done.
Me either.
You know? If you want to know, you can go back and listen to last Friday's show.
Last Friday, I'll do that.
So I get questions, you know, from just all the time, Wesley.
Sure.
If I'm at church, I get them through my website. I get them through AFR's website, through email, and through my practice when I'm seeing patients, when I'm teaching students who are engaging with the next generation. Parents have so many questions, and it feels like there's always something new to be afraid of. But what I really want to do on my show is to not have parents feel like their parenting is fear-based. I want them to be faith-informed. And yes, we're fighting culture, we're talking about that, but for my show specifically, I really want to make sure that we're engaging that offensive strategy. Here comes the sports analogy, Wesley.
I like it.
Because the defensive strategy is fighting against all of those negative influences, but the offensive strategy is fighting for the heart of your children. And that's a battle that we can win, because, you know, culture, the world, they want their money. They want their mind.
Yep.
They want to exploit them. They want to abuse them. They don't care about their heart.
To say the least, they don't have their best interests.
Exactly.
In mind.
And really, you know, another thing that we talk about a lot on my show is that parents today believe that their kids don't want to talk with them, that they don't want to spend time with them, that they'd rather be with their friends, that what their friends say is more important. But I can tell you as a professor, Wesley, that research is very clear. The most influential influence in the life of a child is their parent. And we are just missing that opportunity because we're wanting that instant gratification.
Yes.
To say, like, we don't have patience for the long game. I say this, that we treat parenting like chia pets, like we're growing chia pets. Did you ever have a chia pet?
I don't know what that is. Why don't you?
You made me feel old. Pet. Am I older than you? Do y'all know what chia pets are? Does anyone in here know what chia pet is?
One head shake.
Oh, my goodness.
I just picked. I'm actually the only one now. Now that we've asked,
if you know what a chia pet is, I want you to call in at 877-616-2396 and pledge at least $1 so that we know, and we're going to watch the screen say that there are other people who know chia pets. Okay, chia pet is like an instant growing thing. So you get it in this little ceramic pot.
Okay.
And you put water on it, and the next day it's a plant. It's grown.
I'm following you.
And that's what they want. But it's really like growing a pineapple, because I went to a pineapple field in Hawaii once, and I just saw red dirt. And they told me it took 2 years to grow a pineapple.
I remember that now.
Yeah, they were still out there taking care of it. And they had faith in what they had planted. Mm, and we have faith in what we're planting here at AFR, don't we?
Yeah, we do, absolutely. We have a lot of faith. We have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And His written word. He has left us His written word. And I didn't come up with this, but I use it all the time. And that's that the Bible doesn't answer all the questions we have, but it does answer every question that we have and being faithful to Him and guiding us. And however, it does answer a whole lot of questions.
Yeah.
And answers a lot of questions, obviously, in communication and being faithful. It covers a whole lot. And so we're thankful that we have that as a guide, because anytime we begin to get off center, it's most likely because we're lacking obedience or faith. And the Word of God brings us back to center in all cases. You use a lot of scripture and Bible verses and your worldview and how you develop and how you see from your occupation of being a pediatrician, right?
Yeah, and pediatric nurse practitioner. But yeah, the scripture is one of the best tools that I have ever had as a parent.
Amen.
Because Wesley, I can say something to my kids like, hey, stop being ugly to each other, you know, be kind. But if I say, hey, be kind and tenderhearted toward one another, forgiving one another, just as Jesus Christ gave you,
Amen.
And do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful and building others up according
Hallelujah.
To their needs,
Amen.
That is a lot more powerful.
It is.
And same with saying, if my child's afraid, I can say, don't be afraid, I'm here. I can follow it up and say, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. And you know, Wesley, I want to say that a lot of parents that I meet, they think, that's awkward. I don't do that.
Yeah.
If I do that, my kid is going to look at me like I have two heads.
Yeah.
Do it anyway.
Yes.
Be authentically awkward and just start it and lead and know that I know we need some more scripture in our home.
Yeah,
we need some more scripture in our family. So just be courageous and lead from that point, and you never know what might change. And actually, Wesley, our first two habits that we did, the first one was prayer, because we cannot do anything without prayer. And the second one was scriptures. But every week we talk about a new habit that you can habit stack. And we know that consistency over time is the best parenting strategy. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here to help you do.
Yeah, and it may be awkward the first time you do it, maybe the second time. But as you said, as it becomes a part of your authenticity and the way that you communicate, then it becomes expected, and may not be as awkward as you do it more frequently. But you're right. Speaking the Word of God over your children and using it very specifically in the way that we teach our children to be obedient. And think about this. I've mentioned this before one of the times we were on, but who benefits from following and being obedient to the Word of God? Everyone benefits.
Everyone
benefits.
That's right.
Everyone benefits from following Ten Commandments. Well, let us reset here. We're right in the middle of the day, too.
We are.
Right in the middle of the day, right in the middle of our Spring Charity-thon. We're on day two of three. We're halfway through day two. We've had 8,181 individual callers.
Yay.
A total gift amount thus far of $1.7 million. And our goal is to get to four. What we hit last year and the year before and the year before and the year before. So that's been our goal. And so we're thankful for all that has called in already. You can call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net. And I almost forgot. the $50,000 challenge. That's a big deal.
I was about to remind you.
Go, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. That's a big deal. So between this...
Nine and five.
That's right. Between the top of the hour or the beginning of this hour, all the way to 5 p.m. Central Time, there's a $50,000 challenge.
And I can tell you, just I'm watching the counter right here. It's right on the wall in front
of me.
You
really are competitive.
I am extremely competitive. Ask my husband, man. I play a mean game of Monopoly Deal. Let me tell you, I want to win every time. I know I am. And we're just about 250. So listen, yesterday I undershot. Today it looks like I overshot, unless y'all are just waiting until the very end. But listen, call in 877-616-2396. We're trying to get 400 callers in this hour. That would be double what we did yesterday. And it's getting competitive between the hours. And I want to say, hey, not everybody's taking a nap here. And as I've been watching in this $50,000 challenge, I know that we're at least about $15,000 in, Wesley. And that's just in the first hour. And we've got two more hours to go. So it's looking pretty good.
It is looking good. And for a one-time gift of $150 or more, we will send you the medium roast blend of coffee that we made.
In a bag. It's got a Ziploc on it and also a seal. Okay, so you won't spill it.
Even a child couldn't spill that, right?
Even a child couldn't spill that.
$150 or more, we'll send you a medium blend of our American Family Coffee called Legacy. It is very good. And then, or if you become a great commission partner, which is our monthly giver. And so if you give a gift monthly, consistently of $30 or more, we will send you the book that my papa wrote along with his brother about the beginnings of AFA and AFR and his plan. And it's called I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. It's a book my papa wrote along with the coffee if you become a monthly contributor. So those are the couple premium gifts that we have for you, and we are looking forward to the rest of the day and the rest of the share that we got tomorrow as well. So obviously you can wait to the last minute, but we're asking you not to.
That's right. And you know, Wesley, one of the things I love is just the power of story. Your grandfather's story is just so inspiring. And you know, I think about my own pawpaw. And yeah, we've talked about this before. Yep. We both have a pawpaw.
So yours was pawpaw too, because there's a lot pawpaw of them out there. You got Mimi, you got pawpaw, granddad, grandy. Okay, so yours was pawpaw too. Okay.
Mine was pawpaw, and my grandmother was granny. What was your grandmother?
Granny. Well, I had Mimi and a granny.
You had a Mimi and a granny. Okay, all right. I don't know if I can say all the names, you know, because sometimes when kids say things, like, then it just becomes different. Like, my great-grandmother
was
Tootie.
They have their own flavor of it.
There was really no reason for that, but we just called her Tootie. Yep. My other grandmother was Mammers. Like, there's no reason for that. It just happened. But, you know, I had a pawpaw, and I've talked about him before, and he was an only child, grew up in the Great Depression, parents divorced, you know, in the 1930s, which was really socially unspeakable. And his family lived out of his car. They were in poverty, but he pulled himself up by his bootstraps and actually went to law school and became mayor and was a real community servant. And I think that, you know, when I look back at all that he experienced and all that we didn't know about genetics and how trauma impacts our DNA and how we pass that on, and then looking at how we just didn't talk about things like that, I really think that he did the best that he could. And he loved me very well. He actually, he paid for my first year of community college
because
he was so excited to have a girl in the family go to college. And then he did that for each of his 12 grandchildren. He paid for their first year of college, which was a really big blessing.
Talking about planting a seed.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what that is, planting a seed.
Exactly. And, you know, I know that he held on to his faith, but he was really hurt by a lot of people in the church. And I think, you know, he didn't have resources then like this resource, like we have at AFR, where we talk about those kinds of things.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that and not let it damage your faith? And he passed away last April, and I just can't help but think that he is looking down and smiling and really happy to see how far I've come, because he did value service, and that is really special to me, and I hold on to that.
So if you're listening right now and you're a grandparent, you've been given between a little bit of my pawpaw that I shared in the last segment and now Dr. Peck's
pawpaw.
You can have an incredible impact on your grandchildren by investing in them, spending time with them, obviously being a good discipler, discipling them well, And you've heard two testimonies right here. So if you're a grandparent listening,
we need you.
Yes, we need you. And don't dismiss your role in the development of your grandchildren. And possibly those who don't have grandparents.
That's right.
Children that don't have grandparents that are in your circles. Always looking for that opportunity as well. So we want to encourage you there. Got about a minute and a half or so before we come to an end for this program. And we want to remind you to call in as soon as you can to help us find this program, along with all the other programs and what we've talked about with the documentary, all that's coming up. It costs a lot of money to do what we do, but we've had a great amount of impact with God's help and for the good of other people.
And thank you. I just want to thank you again for giving me such a warm welcome, for having such a great share-a-thon, and Amen. For giving to support the work so that all of this tech that goes on behind the scenes, all of the staff it requires to make sure that my voice is delivered to you and that I can give you the what God's laid on my heart. I just thank you so much for calling in. And let's give them the number one more time, Leslie.
Yes, you can call in.
I should know it by now, but I don't know it yet.
You may forget now, but you'll get it in your sleep tonight, right?
Okay, that's
877-616-2333. 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net.
See you tomorrow.